I just did it for my niece who came in. She's 8 from California to Dallas for spring break, and she's a Swiftie.
Of course.
So I said, hey, make a Swiftie song for Mesa for her spring break coming to Dallas. Mm-hmm. And dude, the smile was bigger than her whole head. She couldn't believe that Taylor Swift made a song for her, and it sounded just like
her. Hey, hey, Mesa, don't stop dancing. Mesa, go ahead and shout it out. Spring break in Dallas, memories made. This is Mesa's time to shine, don't fade away.
Welcome to the AI show from Think Labs. In the whirlwind of AI advancements and innovation, we do the deep dives and all the research, so you don't have to. We Fisher Price the essential news, updates, interviews, and breakthroughs of the week, providing actionable insight that impacts you, your teams, and your companies. Now, let's get started. Here's your hosts, Sam Stanton and Robbie Sawyer.
Aloha, welcome to episode number 17, Robbie.
17. Wow, that's a good number.
That's a good number. So we should have done 17 last week.
A little busy last week.
We were busy last week.
Lots going on.
So maybe we share a little bit about what we were doing last week. Last Friday, when we normally record, we were doing a boot camp.
Did you wear combat boots that day? I didn't even notice. Did you? We needed them.
What else are you going to call it?
I mean,
you don't want to be a boring, it's a class, and it was a deep dive.
And, it requires your brain, it requires knowledge, it requires focus, all of that.
So, and so for those playing along at home, if you remember, we do the education and experiences, we do strategy and leadership, and then we do action, which we're going to share with you in a little bit here, called Skunk Works. But this is kind of a blend of the education and activation,
right?
And it's a boot camp, so it's meant to be to help folks that have a general understanding of generative AI, but they don't necessarily see all the potential in their daily uses at work. Like, I mean, they're doing this. I mean, we keep seeing that, right? What do we see?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's exactly what we see. Raise your hand if you're using generative AI, and in this case, we were a bit surprised, but half the room said, yeah, we're using generative AI, and I said, okay.
And that was a generational split, too.
It was, yeah. Which, again,
was... That was another surprise.
It was different than what we've been exposed to, but then it's like, okay, who's used generative AI, but are currently using generative AI in your day-to-day workflow?
Which, that was new for us, too, because normally they're not using it at work.
Right, but what we quickly ascertained was that their idea of using generative AI in their daily workflow is, I need help crafting an email, creative email, or I need help crafting an outline, not even outline, but it was all focused around trying to be more creative, which is fine, but I think that was the extent of what they have been focused on.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't come with a manual. We keep saying that, right? And so you're requiring people to have to think a little bit of like, huh, might be interesting if I try doing this here, which people aren't really tuned into doing. They're more tuned into, this is how I need to do this because this is the way I always do this, and I got to get this done.
Right.
Right?
No, for sure. But I mean, you're right. Many of the folks that we've spoken to have been definitely older than 25. I mean, there was a lot of young people in that group that said they'd been using it.
Got a lot of yes sirs.
Yeah, got a lot of yeah. Do you need a cane? Be careful, don't want you to fall over there. But fun experience to be sure. And like every time anytime we have the ability to talk to people, we learn, right? And this was a good experience. This was a precursor, very casual event, but kind of a precursor to what we have going on in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and whether you're doing it kind of a company-wide, it's just an SMB, it wasn't a big company, but whether you're doing it company-wide like this or you're doing it with leadership, that boot camp kind of goes through, well, here's all the things we need to be thinking about overall as a company. Here's how we should approach this. Here are things to think about as a company as to what we should be doing as a company. We should do this or we shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should use these tools or maybe not. Oh, I didn't even know that tool existed. That's interesting. How would you use that in our world? So it's a hands-on, open up the hood of the car, and what does that do, and what does that do, and what does that do?
Yeah, and we always say people are oblivious to the obvious, but it is a smaller company in the event space, and we shared with them. It's like, hey, if you got to get a few people together that need to be part of a focus group that once a week or whatever you guys come together and you task one of you with working with this model or working with that model or figuring out different ways, but then coming back together so that you have the ability to share what you've learned in your efforts. But I think they really perked up when, and it's so true, when you look at a company the size of that company, one of the definitely a very well thought of company in the event space here in Texas.
Sure.
For sure. But for them to hear that because of the size of your company and because of AI now, your ability to gain crazy advantage and crazy market share over your clients, well, over the big dogs that you compete with that in the past you haven't been able to, is huge.
Like that.
Just like that. And knowing how slowly the bigger companies move, you have the ability to catch up in a big way right now.
And it was, I think we can pat ourselves on the back a little bit because I don't think we had anyone with the WTF look on their face like, what are these guys talking about? I think we figured out how to bring just the right mix of here's something cool and innovative without being too nerdy and techy, which I know I can do. But I think it resonated, and they saw all kinds of different uses.
In how I feel about this, I think we've now had enough experiences and have had enough conversations with a ton of people that pulling in those stories and being able to share those stories with folks that may not be as exposed to it, that helps.
Right.
I mean, anytime you can share an experience with from something somebody else is doing, whether it worked or it didn't work, helps put things into context.
And we did it, and we tried out some of our stuff that we'll be doing for our new workshop in Canada that we're doing for two different programs up there, which is AI for professionals and or prompt like a pro. And so we saw the need for it there with that group, as with most professionals, is not a lot of people put a lot of thought into why am I getting garbage, who cares, responses.
Without going too deep, why don't you share a little bit about prompt like a pro or the art of prompting? I don't know if we're going to change how that flows or whatever.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt we can get people excited with our fun quick start keynote and that's interesting. I didn't know that about generative AI and wow, look at all the things it can do. So people leave charged with the tools, the confidence, and the knowledge to go apply it. But they didn't get the full knowledge. And that full knowledge that we're seeing is needed is how to really instruct your AI, how to direct it, how to prompt it. Because it's the old adage of garbage in, garbage out. We've had a couple responses back from people that, hey, I don't get it. I use it. It gives me complete bogus answers. I mean, I don't have time to mess with that. So again, like we always do with our thinker's mentality, we looked at it and said, okay, what's happening? But it was pretty simple to figure out. The prompting they were doing was garbage. So we went and looked at what are the elements of a very successful prompt that will deliver you the best results. So we've broken it down into, there's 3, 4, 5 different sections in a prompt that if you just apply one of them, you don't have to do all 5, but if you just apply one of them, you're going to get much better responses. And so that workshop, Prompt Like a Pro or AI for Professionals, whatever you want to call it, we go through the common sense, if you will, of why you need to do that. And then we give people tips how to do that. We work through it. And then we do live interaction with them and try to go through that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and it, you're right. I think there's five that we try to focus on, but you're right. If you just do one or two of those, you're going to be amazed. But if you were to, and the more you learn, I'm going to say it, the more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out. And it's never been more true than now. So if you're working on creating an email, whatever, that's fine. That's, you can use one or two. But if you're working on a project, as we've discovered recently, it's important that you truly give serious thought in utilizing all five steps. Initially, as we know, give the AI direction. Let it think it's, and tell it that it's the smartest this, or it's
expertise.
You know, it's expertise. You got to give it, let it understand that that's the initial thought or the initial focus. But to focus on all five of those would bring significant results, to be sure.
Yeah. So it's really fun to go through that process. And the more you go through it, the eyes get bigger and bigger, like, aha. So that's a fun thing that we'll be doing. And again, it's just a deeper dive into a section we rip through when we're doing our normal thing. So that was fun. We did that over, I think, around 3 hours. Those typically are scheduled for a little bit longer than that. But anyway, that was that. And then since then, because it needs to have some sort of structure and form and name and what is it, we've crystallized our special ops that we're doing. Because what we found is that, yes, people would love a general understanding of what in the world is this AI stuff. And then they'd like to know, how do I get my people to use it and do all that kind of stuff. But many times they're like, yeah, all that, but can you just do it for me?
Yeah.
Because you seem to be able to talk to the AI and know how to instruct it better than I can and get much better results. So while we're dying to get everyone up to speed and doing it, we also can't be oblivious to the opportunities there of us getting to fuck around.
Sure.
That's truly it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. So it is some really, really fun opportunities because we're demonstrating the power of this AI for people. So it's like, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to put your money where your mouth is and go, okay, let's do that.
Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen in the next 5 to, what did we hear this morning, that the power of generative AI in the current large language models is going to double in the next 5 to 18 months or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. My point is, people are trying to learn. People are trying to understand. We say all the time also, if someone says that they're an expert, they're lying to you. But from a prompting perspective, you are, I mean, you're becoming quite the prompt engineer.
Well,
and that is important. You have to have those, you got to have that mindset to be able to really sit down and tackle some of the projects that people have us working on.
Which is complete fun.
Which is fun, but people simply don't have that extra time in their day-to-day.
And or they're scared or don't have that.
Right.
The FAFO mentality, right?
Right.
So with all that said, we've been asked and we've been doing all sorts of special ops projects that range from, can you do a bunch of research for me on a new market that we're going to go do a product in? Or can you analyze what we've been doing here to do that better? Or, of course, a lot of content creation and generation from, one project we'll talk about right now, I think, is can you take the way we've always done our job listings where we're really looking for special, unique people for our company. However, we're not using very special, unique offers, if you will, or you put it best, pitches. This should be a pitch, not just a, here's a job posting.
No, I mean, listen, the client mentioned pitch. They recognize that it's important for them to be, I mean, For years, companies have tried to say that, hey, we need to make an applicant or a potential candidate feel like we want them to work for us as much as they want to work for, as much as they want the job. And companies just simply haven't done that. They've fallen into your, okay, we do things the same way we've always done.
Copy paste.
And we're just going to do the same thing the exact same way. And this particular client has properties in very, very unique places around the country. So therefore, their job descriptions can also be creative in that way versus they're going to be the same way for if the properties in Dallas or properties in wherever. There's no creativity to them.
And before we get into the specifics of that, I don't know how deep we go in that. Let's just talk about the need and what our special ops team does. So first of all, we had to give it a name and do all that stuff. It's Skunk Works, Robbie. What that is, Robbie?
I do, and I did, probably because of you. What did you just do? Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot control him. You can only hope to contain him. What's the new toy you have here?
Well, if you don't know what something is, Robbie, you just use your AI glasses to get an explanation.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So let me demonstrate that for you.
Okay,
so
perfect.
This is AI hardware now.
Okay.
So my glasses.
Right.
I simply say, hey, Meta, what is Skunk Works all about? So now, my glasses heard me perfectly. It's an advanced development program, Robbie.
Uh-huh.
That was initially set up by Lockheed Martin.
Okay.
Where they had complete autonomy from the rest of the company. They had the ability and the budgets to do whatever they needed. They didn't have to follow any rules. Their whole goal was to return an unbelievable result in a short amount of time that surpassed everyone's expectations. So they were known as Skunk Works. They created the plane that won us World War II.
Okay. Yeah.
They created the U-2 plane. They create the stealth planes to this day.
Okay.
So what a perfect division for us to leverage off of, and now we have Skunk Works AI.
And no, our clients don't have to be going rogue, and they don't have to...
No.
It's just a...
Because we're still based in enterprise and how corporations work.
Right.
Right? And so with that then, we will sit... It's a very cool process. So we sit with a client or a partner, and we do a discovery or an interview.
And our AI listens in.
Well, it does, but before it listens in, we first have come up with like the precise questions or the conversation we need to have. Because as we know, AI just wants as much data as it can have. So we've got very strategic, just in conversation. We did one this morning. It was a 15-minute conversation for a major project. But we were able to ascertain all the information we needed from this stakeholder in 15 minutes, right? The cool thing there is, one of the questions in there is like, well, how would you normally do this task? What's the old way that you used to do it, right? Because we'd love to be able to benchmark that a little bit and say, oh, well, it's this, and it normally takes you, it's planning an event, and it normally takes you 3 weeks to do that, or it's like the one you were talking about. Well, we got to create new job titles for every, or job listings, and that normally takes us a good solid week if we were to do that, but we don't have the time or the resources to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through this audit process, we get this amazing information, and then we sit down and work with the AI, and that was really fun this morning on the one we were working on. And it just shows to us absolutely practicing what we preach, in that we had a pretty good idea of what model we wanted to use to meet the purpose, and it completely sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we talked about that this morning too, and it does go back to the basic user, if you will. That what we're seeing is that happens more times than we care to probably admit, in that I'm a huge fan of ChatGPT, you're a fan of Gemini, but
This week.
This week. And Claude was recently listed as or included as one of the most well-rounded sort of general purpose models that's out there. But if you're the average user, you're not going to have access typically to all of those.
That's kind of the problem and where we're getting at, and maybe the uniqueness of Skunkworks is that currently everyone's kind of given a hammer of ChatGPT, right?
Sure.
And your hammer can fix anything.
Right.
Well, today we needed a screwdriver.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you could probably have gotten there with a hammer. It would have been ugly. But with the screwdriver, we just grabbed everything we were doing and moved over with a whole different thing and did a different line of prompting. And oh my gosh, the results are just like that. Mm-hmm. So the fun, quick process without going hurting anyone's head as we do this audit, we understand what are your true needs, what are your expectations, what have you done in the past, who are other parties that may get their feathers ruffled with this new process or that we need to interact with.
Right.
Important to put all that stuff down. What do you consider success? That's interesting. Because remember, we're taking all this and feeding the AI, right? And then we come back and we do our ideation around, here's what we heard, here's what the needs are, and with that, what's the best way to tackle that? So we do this great ideation session around that. Again, something fun that we have fun with, maybe scary for others, right? And then that's the only way you get to these new, unique, different results is by doing something different. I don't know. I mean, for us, it's fun. For others, it might be a job.
It is a job. I mean, it's a job just trying to find the time to do it.
Right, right.
So, I mean, it is a job. And the thing that for this particular project this morning, it's like, you can do what? Wait, how quickly? Wait.
Yeah, I know. And so,
wait.
And so we go through the ideation and we put basically down our roadmap for our next step, which is the generation. Now we're going to generate whatever it is we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it works. I mean, we are given so much expert guidance by our own AI on how to do it. We just run through the process. And then the next step, which is fascinating, it, I don't know if people would think about that, nor would have they spent the time on that, but it's, okay, we think this is really good, but is it? And how do we know that? Well, we use AI for that. So we created a synthetic focus group, like people that don't exist, based on our partners.
I started to scare myself because that wasn't that difficult for me to wrap my head around.
I know. So, I mean, you even
if you
brought it up. I was like, typing it somewhere else, and then Robbie goes, like, "What we need is a."
Well, no, that's so. But it's becoming so much so crystallized because that you're absolutely right.
So real quick then, so you guys understand this, basically. In our discovery, in our interview with the client, we understand who the stakeholders are and who the end audience or customer is per se. And we try to understand the demographics and the psychographics of those people. And we then create in AI, I need a focus group made up of 5 people. This is one person. They act like this and do this and this and this. This person does this and this and this. So now we've got this focus group ready. And then we say, here is what we were challenged with. And here's what we came up with.
Yeah.
Focus group, what do you think?
Right.
And so we do those little tweaks that are probably the things that the client would have said, oh, well, no, you did this or this or this. You need to change that.
We get a hell of a lot closer, sure. Right. Yes. So that when the end product does go, because that's all pre-delivery to the client.
That's pre-delivery.
Yeah.
And by the way, the delivery is in a day or two as opposed to a week or a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Well, don't tell them that. I mean, come on.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we're working on internet times here. So that's Skunkworks AI.
Yeah.
And that can be found on our main site, Red Button AI. So go check that out. And be thinking about, like, what... It's funny, everyone we've done so far, everyone said, oh, that's great what you guys are doing. That's really interesting. I'll get back to you at some point. Well, what happens is they get in a pinch, right, where they have to do some massive job they have no way of doing. They don't have the resources. They don't have the time, or they don't have the money to go do it. And then that's when that opportunity arises.
Yeah, they've they have paralysis by analysis trying to figure out how they're going to potentially do this.
Can you just fix it?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's that. So we are then getting ready. Well, I'm headed to Rome on Friday. That's fun, so I'll get some good pasta, but we're also going to be sharing some of the AI story there, as well as we've got a pro AI photo team doing their magic there, so that's fun. And then we'll come back and we go straight to Vancouver.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out with the folks from the Society of Incentive Travel Executives.
That's right.
The Texas version, which I think we just heard that they won Chapter of the Year for Site Global, which is a big deal. Kudos to Todd and his folks for that. But that's going to be a ton of fun because there's some good friends there and a lot of friendlies at that event.
And there's, I mean, true to its name, which that doesn't happen that often, they've approached this whole event very innovatively and very tech-driven.
Well, this particular one is technology.
No, I mean, it's tech and innovation, but they've done it. Kudos to them.
Yeah, I mean, they went soup to nuts. I mean, they started as, I think you helped them with the creation of the overall outline of the event and workshops.
And it's a common thread. We're going to run Assist on every presentation so we can get that live summary and insight.
So we'll listen in and get the
take the notes,
Take the notes.
And then we're going to... we're doing Pro AI platform, so all the images will have the facial recognition and enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, though, too. We've got some really deep thinkers' minds, if you will, with Greg Bogue from Meritz, who leads a lot of critical and creative thinking groups. And so he's going to, at the end of it, kind of wrap up what are our takeaways or what are things we can be thinking about it, and we're going to juxtapose that with...
Sure.
What AI says.
It'll be cool
to see the authentic, here's what people are saying, and it'll be interesting to see if the AI matches that or if it's completely off.
Yeah, gotcha. For sure.
What else, Robbie?
Well, I mean, literally, it's crazy how it happened, but two programs, completely different programs, same hotel, same city.
Back to back.
One ends on one day, and one starts the next day, and we're involved in both of them.
And just two random phone calls.
Two random phone calls. But we'll be at the Meritz Elevate event, which is one of their, if not the biggest signature client events that they do, which is really kind of how all of this started with them.
Yeah, we're going to do a fun workshop with John, their CTO, who's kind of given, at that one we did last year, it kind of opened everyone's eyes to, hey, AI is important. What does it mean and how do we use it? And that conversation has not dulled for them. It goes on and on and on. So this is a reprise of what was happened before and a deeper dive into, since we last met, here's what's going on. Here's what you should be thinking about. Here's how you can use that and do that.
I think it's pretty funny because I think you scare the hell out of them a little bit, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Awesome guys, awesome people, it's like, okay, hang on.
What's he going to say now?
What's he going to say, right?
I don't need any speaker notes.
No.
It's word for word.
Well, you don't need speaker notes anytime, any place anyway, but that's a compliment, but that should be a ton of fun. That's a long time to be out of the studio, but I'm sure we'll keep track of everything. 8 days is a long time to be away.
Can we talk about my glasses some more?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you even see right now? Because those aren't prescription.
Well, I'm getting my prescription lenses, but I can hit this button. And I just took a photo.
Okay.
And now if I hold this button, you can see my little white light there. That means I'm recording, but no one will ever see that. So these aren't those crazy Google lens thing that, like, oh, hey, nerd.
Yeah.
I mean, these are already the nerd glasses I wear.
So are you basically wearing an Alexa on your head?
Yeah, is it still on?
Yeah, it's still on. So, I tried them on. It's pretty amazing.
Well, no. What's amazing is...
Because it's connected to your phone.
It's connected to my phone, or
so
it can
I'm
be connected
you.
To Wi-Fi. Like,
okay.
In my house,
okay.
I don't have to do that. In here, I don't have to connect to anything.
Okay.
But... And no, it doesn't do heads up and you can see stuff on here. It doesn't do that. There is a little light that lets me know something's going on. But what it does do is it's got multiple microphones all over, which is a mind blowing.
Is this a sponsored?
Yeah. No, it's not. It should be.
Okay.
And then it's got speakers somewhere so that the audio just comes down here.
Yeah.
But the quality of the speakers, as well as the quality of the microphone, we did a couple tests with that. I mean, it's better than any $400 earbuds I've ever had.
And I wonder how long the Bluetooth lasts.
I think that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be it, because I've watched those times go down. But they get that figured out. It's like our rings.
Mm-hmm.
Those used to last like a day and a half, and now I can go like 10 days or something like that. They figure that out.
Right.
But, and then the other a little thing that they'll work on, but it keeps evolving, is that this is running on Llama 2. So Meta, i.e. Facebook,
right,
their generative AI is called Llama, and it's running on Llama 2, which is good. It's not fantastic.
It'd be fun if that becomes agnostic at some point.
But it's crazy. So I'm walking around. There's some guys doing construction, and I had to show some other people what was going on. And I just hit a button, and I'm sending them a live video feed and talking to them, because you can live broadcast from it, from your glasses.
Is that through FaceTime?
It's through Facebook Messenger.
Oh, it's through Messenger, of course. Okay.
Because it's Facebook.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. And we're taking photos in their quality. I mean, it's not like iPhone, whatever we're on, 99 or something like that, but it's pretty dang good quality. And they're not heavy. They're not any bigger than
they're cool
than the traditional glasses.
I have the sunglasses. They're cool.
So anyway, fun toys. So this is, as we said earlier, we're slowly moving from here's just generational response and content here into action.
Yeah.
And hardware.
Yeah. Super cool.
So that's the end of that commercial.
No.
Listen,
you're definitely a gadget dude too.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Sure. But you don't just jump on everything that comes out.
No, so, I'll jump on reviewing everything that comes out.
Yeah, didn't you? You also have something else coming soon, and I forget what it's your own personal AI. It's the little
the rabbit.
The rabbit, yeah.
Yeah, that's the little.
But is that already obsolete? Like the Plod was when it finally came out.
Well, here's the other thing that happened this week. Apple finally pulled back the covers a little bit and said, yeah, so we're going to go ahead and launch all of our AI. So all of your Siri and all that stuff is going to be so next level, because it's using a whole different level of intelligence embedded in there. But more importantly, while everyone's talking about, we got $300 million worth of chips and all that stuff, Apple's like, yeah, we're building a $10 trillion facility that we're going to have to build our own energy plant just to support the facility so that we can run all of our processors and all the language models on there.
Yeah, I can't even process that. It seems so crazy.
So we've been waiting. So I guess we hear it more in 2 months, but that's been leaked out.
And just sort of, I guess we kind of went into a little rapid fire there, but we also, because we, the more we F around, the more we found out by accident. You want to real quick talk about the image generator? Because I think that's cool, what we discovered within the image generator.
Oh,
on
the new enhancement?
Yeah, new enhancements.
So, first of all, because we FAFO'd.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
We finally figured out how you can have persistence is the AI word, Robbie. So how you can have a consistent and persistent generation. So similar generation time after time.
Talking about images here.
Talking about images. Or if it's in video, when a car goes in front of a house and blocks the camera, when the car goes by, the house is still there. That's persistence.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So we found out they're doing much more of that. Sora keeps moving along. And then the other thing we found out is in chats, Dolly, the image creator.
You gotta have 4.0. You can't have the.
It's yeah, and the it's like one. It's the image that we put in all of our blog posts.
Right.
Right? That guy.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever put a name? What's his name?
He didn't have a name.
You gotta name that dude.
We gotta think about that.
Yeah.
Now, once it creates it.
He almost looks like the most interesting man in the world.
I know, yeah.
You gotta give him a cigar. Yeah, okay.
Once you generate something, it's always, now it's about 95%. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
But if, when, but
if you give it good direction.
If you give it good direction.
Right.
But now you can go in there and go, yeah, but I want them to have blue glasses. So you just highlight the blue. I touched my glasses, so they asked me if I needed something.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you highlight it, and it turns it, and then you say, turn it blue. So it's doing editing as well, as opposed to just creation.
I'll give the context of how we found this out. We were messing around a little bit with an image we were generating. We wanted it to include the...
A pickup truck.
We were putting our dude, yes, into an image at the Fort Worth Stock Show, or the Fort Worth Stockyards. Wanted him to have a truck and whatever else we say. So when the image generated, anytime you ask it to have any words, it's always misspelled, or had been always misspelled.
Yeah, because there's no logic
right.
for that.
Well, this time, not saying it's consistent. We haven't played around with it enough to know it is consistent. It's spelled Fort Worth Stockyards correctly.
Lucky.
Okay, well, that's really lucky.
But what was cool was
in the background when it generated the truck, it generated what was clearly a Chevrolet truck with the Chevrolet logo on the front.
Yeah, it wasn't a messed up George Jetson looking thing. It was a full on Chevy pickup truck.
And then you know what? We didn't like that truck. So we didn't realize that with one of the new updates.
Because Chevy sucks.
Does it? I don't know. What is Ford found on road dead or something like that? Fix or repair daily. Sorry if you have big Ford fans. But the Raptor.
Yeah.
Sorry, Freddie. That's an exception now. But literally, in an image now, you can select a portion or a section of the image, and you can ask it to regenerate that particular component. So what we did, we selected the Chevy truck, and we're like, we need a Ford truck in there.
No, even cooler. We went to the...
Just the logo?
Just the logo, because it kind of looked like...
I thought we did the whole truck, but yeah.
So we did just the logo, but we get to use our word again. It inferred that we wanted the whole truck done.
Yeah.
So it did 100% turn it into a Ford truck.
Yeah. It was super cool. And amazing.
I did put a gold two-fist.
Yeah, that's true. You did that in front of all of the people we were meeting on Friday, so I'm sure
that wasn't appropriate. But it was funny.
It was funny. But then I think you even changed. We needed him to have a different colored denim shirt on.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how quickly it's...
It's agency, and then it's all the other modes. So coding, apparently. So now apparently the coding, you say, this is what I'm trying to do. And instead of just sitting there responding to you, it starts responding, but it then will run like 8 tasks simultaneously behind the scenes and go develop the whole thing for you. So that's changing. Video, holy cow, that's changing big time. And we've had more needs and uses for that, people wanting their own custom videos. Audio, how about the new .io came out with their new audio update. So I created an awesome, I have to give it to you so you can play it in your car, Robbie, a new Taylor Swift song. You'll love it.
Well, no, it's a Swiftie.
Yeah, it's a Swiftie. If you say Taylor Swift, they can't do that. But if you say Swift-like, you're in.
It's so basic, so intuitive. And just so flipping cool.
It's crazy.
To be able to. Now, I don't know how big the window is in turn. There is a limit when I was creating what I wanted to be included in the song that I was generating.
Yeah.
But it was cool that I could say, okay, I want this to be the chorus.
Well, that's just how much you want to pay.
Okay. I mean, is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you can put as much stuff in there, but then you're.
Well, I mean, I guess I could put an entire. I could put an entire song.
But you don't have to. I just did it for my niece who came in. She's 8, from California to Dallas for spring break, and she's a Swiftie.
Of course.
So I said, hey, make a Swiftie song for Mesa for her spring break coming to Dallas, and dude, the smile was bigger than her whole head. She couldn't believe that Taylor Swift made a song for her, and it sounded just like her.
Yeah, I can't remember. I feel like we've talked about this, but I did the same for Lucas, 16-year-old son, sophomore in high school, and we did something similar for him, and it was a rap song.
Yeah.
But he was so caught up in, Dad, it sounds so violent. Can you tone it? But I'm like, forget that for a second and just realize what has just happened. Forget that. Forget that. I mean, did you hear it said your name, and did you hear it was your number and all that stuff? So it's crazy.
And I did another one for a client for a demonstration, which was make it sound as though you're at a George Strait concert.
Yeah, that was awesome too. Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
Anyway, lots of fun. We'll have...
What's the name of that again? That's
S-U-N-O, I believe, .ai.
.ai.
Yeah.
It's worth playing. It's definitely worth playing with, for sure.
Well, I think we might try and do a remote from Robbie here and me in Rome next week.
Okay.
And then otherwise, we'll be doing one from Vancouver very soon.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be fun.
So go check out Skunkworks AI on our website. That's redbutton.ai.
That's right.
Think about some crazy project or challenge that you're like, how am I going to do this? And let us know, because we'd love to FAFO with you.
Yep. All right, man.
Take care.
You have to go.
Thanks for tuning into the AI show from Think Labs. Don't miss out on next week's episode, where we'll continue to Fisher-Price the latest in AI that will make impact for you and your organization. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an update, and visit redbutton.ai to learn more about innovation for professionals and organizations. By the way, I'm Bogler, Sam and Robbie's professional assistant that takes care of all their busy work. Ever think about all that repetitive, mind-numbing, time-sucking busy work I could knock out for you? That's it for now. Thanks again for joining. Until next time, make it an awesome week.